The Pentagon today announced the military's biggest structural change in decades. A senior officer will be assigned to command the overall defense of the continental United States. Since the end of the Civil War, this is the closest the country has come to having a uniformed supreme commander of U.S. soil. As NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, the military is approaching the idea with extreme caution.
Military officials say they want to streamline their response to a terrorist attack. Starting in October, the president will name a single person to oversee U.S. air defenses and early warning radars. The general or admiral would also command U.S. ground forces if civilian authorities asked for them. General Richard Myers says the Defense Department could have used more coordination as it responded to the September 11th attacks.
While not confusion, there was not good unity of effort in that case. There was a lot of well-meaning folks trying to do things and do the right thing.
In a future crisis, the new Northern Command would pull together U.S. military resources, anything from medics to trucks to soldiers. Pentagon officials insist that they do not plan to get involved in domestic issues unless they have to. Local police and firefighters have the first responsibility for a disaster. But Admiral Harold Gaiman argues that in a future crisis, local and state officials might ask for help. Until he retired 2 years ago, Gaiman was the senior Pentagon official assigned to plan for homeland defense issues. Gaiman says, imagine that somebody detonates a so-called dirty bomb. It's a conventional explosive, but it's packed with radioactive material that goes flying in the air.
What happens is that when you have one of these events, normally in our exercises, what happens is all the first responders, the police, the firemen, the bomb squad, emergency medical people, they race to the scene to provide immediate response, and then they're all contaminated. So now you've lost your first responders. Now what do you do? And this is the kind of thing where the military could come in behind these people to reinforce them.
U.S. officials say they've been thinking about another scenario. Last year, a Washington think tank staged a kind of domestic war game. Current and former officials imagined that terrorists unleashed a smallpox epidemic on an American city. If that happened in real life, and if officials decided to quarantine that city, Admiral Gaiman says the military might provide manpower.
It becomes very labor-intensive. I mean, what do you do with the bodies? Since it's contagious, you got to be very careful. What do you do about regular commerce? In other words, can trucks and trains and airplanes continue to run or not?
Pentagon officials know they're entering extremely sensitive territory. A series of laws prevents the military from getting involved in civilian law enforcement. The main exceptions are when state authorities ask the president to declare an emergency and order in troops. Some of these laws go back to the 1800s. They're based on traditions dating back to the ancient Roman Empire, which in its early days used to prohibit soldiers from being based in Rome. Officials have long feared that military commanders could abuse their power. U.S. officials say they plan to ask for no immediate changes in the law. But today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon will be involved in some disasters, like it or not.
Everyone knows that the Pentagon is not in the business of providing an armed force for the United States. But when an event occurs, we get the phone call. And why do we get the phone call? Well, because the Department of Defense is considered the Department of Defense. They know that they've got troops, they've got people who respond, they're organized, and they can be assistance.
Pentagon officials insist that the officers of the new Northern Command will operate only under civilian authority. But former Admiral Gaiman says the new commander will have to back up that promise. The biggest risk is mission creep, the fear that a commander, once established, will gradually take on more and more responsibility. Gaiman says the command will have to operate completely in the open.
If we begin to hear things that the Northern Command response plans for helping out civilians or something like that, or all of a sudden become secret or something like that, well, then I would begin to worry. In other words, our response plan for what we're going to do to help out the firefighters in Colorado in case of a big fire, that they can't be classified.
The military is always careful about releasing information, and it's become even more restrictive since September 11th. Admiral Gaiman says the military has no choice but to change that when operating inside the U.S. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.